Ollie, a welcome victory, and given the situation at the top end of the table, a significant result as well.
Yeah, it was a good result. It wasn't pretty. We kind of grinded it out more than anything, but at least we stood up to tonight. You know, defensively tonight, I thought we were good. Weren't by any means at our best, but we stood up to it. Unlike last Friday, when defensively we were poor, you know, we dealt with the long ball. We dealt with the ball over the top, and I know we ran our luck a fair bit, and you know the penalty is the way we scored, but that's how tight it is. It's fine margins. We fell short of those margins last Friday, and came out the right side of this Friday. But I don't think anyone in there is getting too carried away. You know what I mean? This time last week, you know, if we were, it's relentless. Like this time last week, we knew we had another week ahead of us. We know here we have another game ahead of us, and you know we just. It's week by week, and we've got a good result tonight, and we need to try and build it.
Yeah, and that's the way it's going to be from now to the end of the season. Ollie, big performances needed and the right attitude among your players.
Yeah, I don't think the attitude is really a problem. I don't think that was ever a problem. They worked very, very hard, but last Friday, just, you know, mistakes came into it. We got a bit bullied that we never really did before. And to be fair, they responded well there tonight against a very decent Shelburne side. You know, there's nothing between the two teams, as you can see. But look, there's fine margins. You know, had Wexford not scored last week after 20 minutes, it might have been a completely different game. If we hadn't got the penalty when we got it, tonight might have been a completely different game. So, like I'd say, there'll be a lot of twists and turns between now and the end of the season. If we can hang in there, if there's something to play with, we'll be very, very happy.
Yeah, but you've got to admit that Harps are in a good position now compared to Shelburne. Ollie, I mean, that's a big victory tonight. You're 6 points ahead of them and six games to go.
Well, yeah, if you look at it that way, well and good, yeah. But, we've got to play all the rest of the teams between us. UCD, Wexford have to come here. We have to go to Cabinteely, who have improved dramatically and will be, you know, they could take points off anyone. Hopefully not us, but including us in that case. So, like, there could be a lot of people that will have a say in where this goes yet. But, look, tonight's a positive night. We didn't get two down last Friday. It was disappointing. You know, as I said before, you take your aisle and you move on. And tonight we got maybe a little rub of the luck that we didn't get last Friday. And better getting a win and a loss than getting two draws, as was happening last year. This time last year, we'd have drawn in Wexford. We'd have drawn at home against whoever, be it Galway or someone, and 2 points. At least we're a point further ahead after the two games compared to the draws we had last year.
Yeah, and looking back on that game tonight, Ollie, I mean, when you look at the chances that your team created, you probably were deserving winners.
To be fair, we probably shared it. But at the same time, you know, Shelburne are always a threat. You know, I was delighted to see Philly Hughes coming out there. They're a threat at all stages, at corner kicks, at long throw-ins, from the ball over the top. They're fairly direct, and, you know, until the final whistle went, you certainly weren't, you know, counting your chickens with 3 points there until it was over and done with. They're a decent side, and you know, I don't think they've been beaten in 8 or 9 games until tonight. So, like, it took a savage effort to beat them. But look, we'll move on. You know, we'll enjoy it for the hour or two, and move on tomorrow and try and deal with Cabinteely.
Yeah, and a word for the goal scorer as well. Kevin McHugh pops up with the all important penalty. He's been getting some important goals for you this season.
Yeah. The goal was great. He went up and took the penalty. I think he put Greg Murray the wrong way. I think we got a penalty up in Talca Park against Greg Murray at the start of last season that Greg saved, and they went on to win the game. So, you know, the fine margins paid off there tonight. I think Kevin showed his experience there, maybe in the 10 minutes before we took him off, where he held the ball up and tried to kill the game, to his credit. And we need that, but we need more. You know, we need to score more goals. It's one goal in, is it 4 games? You know, we need to score more to try and stay in the top 3 in the table. But please God, we will. I know we had a few chances there, especially when they went 3 at the back. You know, it opened up, they went 3 up top. I think they went 3-4-3 for the last 20-25 minutes, which is a long way out. And they did leave us with chances, but we didn't take them. You know, and we could have killed the game on the counter-attack against them, but we got away with it, and we'll take the result today at Germany.
Yeah, and next weekend it's a free weekend because it's FAA Cup weekend, Ollie. So it's 2 weeks now to your next game. Is that a welcome break for you? Would you like to keep things going?
Look, when you win a game, you'd say, yeah, we'd love to be playing next weekend. You know, if you lost that game tonight, you'd be glad of the 2 weeks. So no, I don't think, you know, we've planned our fortnight out and the schedule that we have, and we'll stick to it, and we'll prepare for a hugely difficult game in Cabinteely in the fortnight's time.